you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here, hello, we're here at The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly...
LiveParanormal.com.
Weekly at LiveParanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Stefan Bergotti from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. She rocks!
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And Ghost Huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host. Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Celebrating her 9th anniversary as the Ghost Host, it's Sophia Temporelli right here on LiveParanormal.com.
The Ghost Host.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia, on celebrating over 9 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. And thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week. And feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. And as well, if you're in the chat room, feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. But make all the questions that you have for our guest in all caps so we can distinguish between the chats going on in the chat room during the course of the show. And also, too, thank you guys, all our moderators here at LP, for all your support through the years when we had no internet feed at locations and things, when Sophia would be covering live events or investigations. Thank you guys for all your help over the years. We hope everyone's keeping safe, as today we welcome the Animal Paranormal Live host, paranormal researcher, and producer, Joshua Adia. Everyone visit on Facebook, Joshua Adia, at Midnight Wolfpack, Twitter and Instagram at Animal2020Live, at The Animal Live, YouTube, Animal Paranormal Live, Midnight Wolf Pack Productions, and hashtag The Para Movement. Coming up, we have IWARP, IWARP Paranormal Investigator Randy Liebeck on the program. He'll be on April 10th. We have other people securing their dates with special announcements, too, as well as we speak. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. The Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli Facebook like page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, too, like liveparanormal.com on Facebook, their group page, as well support the vendors here on LP and the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. A lot of, you know, some of your favorite paranormal authors, autograph books, they're all rewarded to the members here on Live Paranormal. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, and as well monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and as well Now on Kindred Spirits right here on Live Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, need to toggle forward or get any email addresses or any information about our guest, they're available as MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of VibeParanormal.com. Let's bring our host here into the studio. You know, a little toggling. There we go. Okay, Sophia, congratulations. 9 years of broadcasting. You're doing a fantastic job.
Hey, thank you. I can't believe it's already been 9 years.
I know you're doing a great job. You've helped a lot of people through the years. We couldn't be prouder of you. And Sophia, you got all these pages. You got the Instagram, you got all this Twitter and stuff. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L because my name is just too long.
We gave you a really long name there, so it's good you even left out the middle name. But, yeah, Sophia Temporelli with one L in the searches there of all your little media, social media things and all that kind of stuff brewing out there. A lot of great new YouTube videos are posted there, too, as well. So check out the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli YouTube page. But tell us about our guest today, Sophia.
Today, we welcome Animal Paranormal Live host, paranormal researcher, and filmmaker Joshua Adia. Everyone visit Facebook, Joshua Adia, at Midnight Wolf Pack, Twitter, Instagram, at Animal2020Live, at The Animal Live, YouTube, Animal Paranormal Live, Midnight Wolf Pack Productions, and hashtag The Para Movement. Let's welcome Joshua into the show.
All right, here we go. He was still toggling on the mute there. He's any second. There we go, Joshua. We got you on with Sophia.
Hey, what's up? How's it going, guys?
Hey, Joshua. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Hey, Sophia. It's been a while. How are things going?
Pretty good. How are things going for you?
Oh, pretty good. Just right now in the middle of a documentary right now and filming and creating some really cool stuff coming up pretty soon. Hopefully by in the next few months, I'll be doing a release party for Through Hell and Back, my next documentary that will be out pretty soon.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on your upcoming release. And thank you for having me on your show. It was a lot of fun, and it was just really great, you know, being able to meet so many awesome people I didn't know in the field.
Yeah, you too. I had a blast when I had you on the show. It was really cool to be able to talk all things paranormal and just to be able to get to know you more and your personality and mm-hmm. what you've been through.
Yeah, I know it's kind of hard to, you know, see personality when I'm just doing interview questions. So I always love, you know, coming on shows to just kind of show that different side of me. I mean, I'm almost 22, so I'm still pretty young. So I'm usually pretty goofy. So it's really nice to be able to show that side of me, especially, you know, with such a great group of people that you had on both times. So, yeah, thank you again for that.
Anytime. Love to have you back.
Absolutely. Just let me know when. But to start off, how did you initially form Animal Paranormal Live and what kind of gave you the idea to start a radio show?
Pretty much I've always been into the paranormal. I've been doing it for mm-hmm. pretty much over 20 years. How I got the name Animal was when I used to be in a biker club. That's That was my biker name because they thought I looked like the animal from the Muppet Babies, you know, the drummer with the big beard. So it's stuck ever since, you know. You know, you hear that story, you know, it started in a bar. It actually did start in a bar. So with my animal name, and, you know, I've been doing paranormal investigations. And, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I was like, I've been in paranormal investigating for 20 years. And I was like, you know, I need to start something where I bring people on. I just talk paranormal stuff, you know, where it's nothing. It's just like we're having a cup of coffee, but just do it online. So I thought it'd be cool, mm-hmm. you know, just to have people on and we just talk about all things paranormal and cryptids and just have a blast on the show. So that's how it pretty much started.
Well, it's such a great show, and you got to love how biker nicknames just stick.
yep. 100%, yeah.
But what about the paranormal really kind of drew you in the beginning?
Pretty much it started off when I was a kid, you know, when you have that kind mm-hmm. of friend with you where you talk to, you know, you're pretty much talking to yourself. Your parents are like, are you okay? You know, it was kind of like that kind of deal where, you know, I was seeing things and talking to things as a young child. And ever since then, like, mm-hmm. I've just been fascinated with the paranormal my whole life, just seeing all different kind of things, shadows, apparitions growing up, and just seeing, like, especially in the church setting when I used to go to church a lot, and just see so many kind of weird stuff that would happen to people and that wasn't unexplainable. So it was just a whole journey of just experiencing cool stuff that other people have never seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the paranormal is so fascinating just with the things you can't explain that you really just kind of want to figure out. And it's amazing how much of that draws so many paranormal investigators in just to just
yeah.
find out more and just see what's really out there.
Well, and now the awesome thing now is, like, my research has gotten broader now with paranormal diving, with scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we have a paranormal dive team, which you never really hear a lot out there, you know. You always hear about paranormal teams, but not a paranormal dive team, which we have. We have a bunch of group of guys that we go out and we dive shipwrecks and all kind of cool artifacts and stuff, and we try to do, like, try to catch some EVPs underwater, you know, paranormal photography, you know, cool, like, aspects of just real cool stuff underwater that, you know, you never thought you would ever see.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember watching Destination Truth when I was really young and seeing them investigate a shipwreck, and I'm like, that's not going to work. And then I saw them actually capture stuff, and I'm like, well, why wouldn't it work? I mean, it's just amazing the areas that people don't necessarily expect to be haunted are. And just, you know, I feel like shipwrecks are really just kind of now starting to be broached. What are some of the wrecks that you've gone to, and what has been your favorite so far to investigate?
I think my favorite is the Spiegel Grove. It's a naval ship up in the Keys. I think it's a 300-foot-long boat, and it's a boat that they sunk, but we've actually did some cool research on it of people who passed away and stuff like that. We've actually dove the ship, where we've actually caught some weird anomalies of light, balls of light, kind of like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you see these ghost lights in the woods, kind of like someone's carrying a lantern or a flashlight. We
mm-hmm.
kind of saw the same thing underwater in the dark, you know, after doing a night dive. So it's pretty cool to see something cool underwater, because it's like, where does it come from? How does a ball of light form underwater, or, you know, anywhere underwater? Because it's like, you know, it's water, you know, like how is
mm-hmm.
that possible? You know, it's pretty interesting and intriguing, I would say. And there's so much to find out. I mean, the water's so big. Like, I was on a show last night, and we just talked, like, you know, our bodies are formed pretty much 90% of water. So, you imagine, like, just that with a spirit, you know, that we come from water. So it makes more sense kind of in an aspect scientifically.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was the history behind the wreck that, you know, you investigated and saw that ball of light?
The history is, it's an old Navy shipwreck where it's, I can't remember, I need to look it up. They sunk it not too long ago. I think it was several years back they just sunk it. And it's funny because I was like one of the, I think we were the first dive teams that actually dove it when it got sunk, because when they did it, they did it the wrong way. It actually fell on the side when they tried to sink the boat. And then when Hurricane Charlie came in 2003, I think, it flipped the boat upwards. So now, you know, the boat's where it should have been when they first sunk it. But it was just a boat that they retired that, you know, thought it would be cool to be a reef for divers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's amazing. I mean, it's so weird that they just, like, sink ships like that. But,
yep.
I mean, I'm sure the fish appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's cool that you were able to experience that and, you know, capture some stuff. What other shipwrecks would you be interested or are going to investigate soon?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I'm actually planning a dive trip, hopefully by this summer, to the Bermuda Triangle. So we want to find what our plan is, to find ships or boats or planes, you know, that have never been discovered yet or have been missing for all these years and no one has ever found them. So hopefully pretty soon by this summer we want to do, because we also do, we're treasure hunters too. So we like to find, you know, cool things like knives, swords, guns, treasure, anything that you can find in a shipwreck. So it's just pretty interesting of just finding cool stuff that, that people are still searching for or gave up on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that would be amazing to, you know, kind of discover something that's been lost to time. What if you could choose out of any wreck or, you know, something that's been lost, would you choose to find, whether it's a shipwreck or, you know, lost treasure? What would be your dream find?
My dream find would probably find a treasure from, like, a pirate ship or something like that. I would be blown away if I could ever find something like that, because that would make my journey complete, because it's kind of like national treasure. You know, once you find something, then it's like an awe moment, and you're like, you know, is there anything else after that, you know, because you found something so amazing. But, you know, there's so much stuff out there to be explored, so much stuff that nobody knows about to be discovered, you know, caves, you know, who knows, sky's the limit. You know, there's planes out there that are missing that I would like to find that they can't even find right now. You know, they've been finding for years, trying to find for years. So it'd be cool, it'd be pretty cool. Pretty awesome to find something like that, because then you really feel like you've done something right for, you know, for people that have lost a loved one or something like that.
For sure. And I know you were talking about going to the Bermuda Triangle. What are kind of your thoughts or theories on behind what's actually happening in that area?
Oh man, it could be, it could be thousands of things. I really don't know. I mean, you hear so many things. It could be UFOs. It could be, you know, electrical energy. It could be some mythical island, a black hole. I mean, it could be tons of things. I mean, there's airplanes that have flown over, and all of a sudden they've lost all electrical stuff. You know, all their stuff is, like, gone haywire. Or there's actually been a story where I think someone flown over the Bermuda Triangle and all of a sudden saw an island of planes that have never been invented. This was way back then. Have never been, no one has ever seen before. And all of a sudden, years later, they come out with these planes. So it could be anything. I don't know. There's so many theories out there. You know, Bigfoot could be out there. Who knows? I don't know. it's sky's the limits with the Bermuda Triangle. But it'll be interesting to go and dive it and see what's actually going on there. You know, I want to research these shipwrecks of these planes, and just in a scientific way, because it's all I want. I look at it as a scientific way and want to see what actually happened. Did it hit a rock, or, you know, like the Titanic went down, you know, it hit an iceberg, you know? So I want to see and research underwater what actually happened to these artifacts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really just crazy how much has happened in that area, and people are still just trying to figure out exactly why so much has happened in just that little triangle off the coast.
Yeah.
So it's just a really interesting area with so many unknowns.
Yeah. So 100%, and it's gonna keep going on forever and ever, and we may never know the answer what's going on in the triangle. But the part is the adventure. That's what makes us excited about doing it. You know, is there a cost of doing it? You know, yes, it is. It's dangerous. You know, but the thing is, the adventure behind it will get you excited for it.
Absolutely. I mean, just, you know, having an adventure like that, most people don't get in a lifetime. So it's really cool that you're able to, you know, go and do that and see what you're able to find out there. But we talked a little bit about water. Now let's talk about some land investigations. In December of 2020, you investigated the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary. Can you tell us what that investigation was like and some of the backstory behind the location?
Oh, gosh, that one was an experience in itself. I think that I'll never forget. That location in itself, I would have to say, was probably the most intense investigations of my life. I've investigated so many crazy places out there that, you know, they were okay. I mean, they'll kind of give you goosebumps, you know, your hair standing up a yarn. But this one was at the point where it takes you to a whole new meaning of investigations, where literally people being thrown and picked up off your chair. Like, I've seen people being lifted up and thrown down. So there's cases where people were scratched, people were hit, and the list goes on. But I think that's the one where it shook me up so much, where it kind of like made me think, should I actually be doing this?
Well, that's amazing. You know, just I saw, I believe, Destination Fear go to Brushy Mountain State, and it's a really incredible location. So it's cool that you got to go there. From your investigation there, what was the number one top experience that you didn't forget from that night?
Seeing someone literally being dragged and thrown up and slammed back on the ground. I've never seen anything like that. That was pretty much kind of like a movie experience for me. I never thought I would ever see something like that in my life, honestly. Because that was the one that freaked the crap out of me. That was my crap moment.
Yeah, I don't think you could top that on any investigation or that night with even if you got an EVP or anything. That would definitely top anything.
That would top any EVP of the day or the year, whatever. I don't care what anybody says that.
Yeah.
That's something you see something from a Poltergeist movie or something like that. But, yeah, that was, I think, my top moment of any paranormal investigation, just seeing that. And it was an eye-opener for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, that had to have been really crazy to witness. Were you able to capture any of that on camera, or did that happen, visually?
We actually got some of it where the person got slammed on the ground and dragged.
Wow.
Which is very, very crazy, because you never really get that. You know, you hear stories of it, but you never actually get the true evidence of something like that happening. And it's kind of weird, because you don't think of it that the camera's pointing to everybody, but at that point in second, it was actually pointed at that particular person when it happened, which is very unusual.
definitely. And what was kind of happening around that moment before that incident took place?
Just things, you know, the normal, you know, noises happening around the place, and mm-hmm. just hearing voices and EVPs, just pretty much just normal things that you see in a haunted location. But, like, after that, that one incident, like, that was, like, all other stuff went away quick.
Yeah, I can imagine. But it's cool you were able to capture some of that.
I would say that place is really awesome to go to, the experience, because there's so much going on there, especially just, it's in the middle of the mountains, the Smoky Mountains, surrounded, the whole wall around it is nothing but mountain, way up there. And it's just a really crazy, spooky location that I do advise people just to go experience it. Just if they don't experience anything else, just experience the location, because it's freaking awesome up there. It's cool.
For sure. And I know you've also investigated some locations in Yorktown, Virginia. Can you tell us about those investigations and where you went?
Oh, can't remember. I'm trying to think of the name of the place, but it was at a Flumeria event. We did a paranormal investigation mm-hmm. at an old, I think it was a Civil War home where they kept slaves, and it was a pretty interesting, not much stuff happened that night on the investigation, but I think the only most thing that happened was a door opening and shutting by itself, and we had some pretty cool EVPs. One of them that was really cool, it said "get out," which I thought was really cool, that, you know, something that was very pronounced mm-hmm. and very loud. But other than that, it wasn't really that much of a experience for me. It wasn't really that much of a big of a haunting, you know, but it was cool though, because of the history mm-hmm. and everything. I think they said Thomas Jefferson's been through there, and it's called the Plantation in Virginia, the Plantation. But yeah, it's just a really cool place. It's beautiful buildings. The water there is awesome. Hopefully, I actually might have an opportunity to be able to go diving in the water there someday. Which would be cool to find some cool artifacts of, you know, little treasures and stuff that they've dropped in there.
Definitely. It's cool that you're able to investigate a location and locations with such history.
Yeah.
I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting for that mute button to unmute and everything. But yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And yeah, today we welcome the Animal Paranormal Live host and paranormal researcher and producer Joshua Adia. Everyone visit Facebook, Joshua Adia, at Midnight Wolfpack, Twitter and Instagram, at Animal 2020 Live, at Animal Live, YouTube, Animal Paranormal Live, Midnight Wolfpack Productions, hashtag the Paramovement. And also check out Joshua's upcoming documentary series, To Hell and Back. So to subscribe to Animal Paranormal Live and like his Facebook page for pre-order details in the months ahead. And learn about Joshua's upcoming paranormal investigative scuba dives within the Bermuda Triangle. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
Oh, poor Dave, left out of the voice. Well, actually, on Discovery Plus tonight, the Queen Mary episode of The Holzer Files is debuted, last night. But feel free to go to Discovery Plus, subscribe, and view that episode of the Queen Mary on Discovery Plus. I'm trying to unmute and bring everybody back in. Feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. Okay, we got you. Got you guys all unmuted and back in.
Hey, thank you again so much for coming on today, Joshua.
No problem. Anytime. Love the chat. I'm having a blast.
Well, since we're back from break, I would love for you to tell the audience a little bit about the hashtag para movement. Can you tell us how that all kind of came about for you and what it actually is?
The paranormal pretty much started out because of just with all the pretty much all the negativity that was going on in this world, and you know, especially in the field, so much is going on, you know, with all the negativity, and I wanted to do something where we could reach out and do something positive and be there for people and help people out in situations like with depression or, you know, suicidal, which is what's talked about on my documentary. Just many things could go on the list, go on if they need help with money situation or if a person to talk to if they're down. So that's what the paramedic is all about, is we're there for the community to help them out in any way, shape, or form.
That you know you started a movement like that. I'm very honored you asked me to be a part of it. But it's just great, you know, the paranormal can be very aggressive at times.
Yep.
Not with the spirits, but it's hard, but you know, it's good that, you know, there's researchers and investigators coming together to, you know, just share their experiences and just work together.
Well, I thought it would be cool because, you know, we're supposed to be a family. We're in this to do it for fun. Mm-hmm. It's seriousness, but you know, we're here to help a client or a person who's in need, you know, with a haunting or something like that. And I feel like that we're just too serious. Well, we need to come together and be there for one another and, you know, and help each other out and have fun, you know, and just be what it's all about in the paranormal field.
Absolutely. And it's really good, too, to just kind of share. You know, I mean, the paranormal is not an exact science. So when you have like thoughts or theories, it's really great to be able to share it with other people. Maybe, you know, they can help you add to your theory or, you know, give them an idea they never thought of. So mm-hmm. It's really great to just, you know, kind of form those together and see what's really out there, because we won't know until it's our time. So it's, while we're on Earth, it's better to just kind of work together with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Paranormal investigators, what aspects of the paranormal would you like to pass on to future investigators or generations of investigators?
I would just like to say is, you know, like I talk about on my show, just like I said before, have fun, mm-hmm. you know, be patient, because, you know, in the paranormal field, it can get boring, you know, just sitting around and
yeah.
say, hey, who's here, you know? I mean, you know, mm-hmm. you've been there in many investigations. It's just be patient, you know. You won't get to, sometimes you might get lucky, you might get something on your first try if you're a new investigator, but you know, it comes with patience, and it can get frustrating at times where you go to a location and nothing happens. It happens all the time, but especially with underwater diving. But the thing is, it's the art of it. You're having fun. You're enjoying friends. You know, you get to with each other, and you get to just get to know each other a little bit more. So, yeah, that's my advice I would give people that are coming into it and want to know more about it. It's just be you.
Absolutely. And what advice would you give to someone wanting to start out in the field?
Just pretty much, like I said, just take mm-hmm. a recorder and yourself and just sit there and relax. Pretty much, there's nothing
yeah.
really you could do pretty much but just that, and just wait for the experience to happen. If something happens, something grabs you, or you get an amazing EVP, Class A EVP, get excited, because that adventure will get bigger and bigger in your life, and you're going to have so much fun with it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, when you're watching shows and stuff, they don't realize that it's an hour long or half an hour long, and it's
mm-hmm.
been edited down, which means you spent all night at a location. So that's a
yeah.
lot happening in an hour that probably took place over 12.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of sitting. And then when you go mm-hmm. over evidence too, that's even more sitting.
Well, I know evidence could be boring. I know people have told me, like, oh, it's so boring. You know, I got to sit here for hours. But the thing is, who cares? You might have only one EVP on that 30-hour sitting. And once you hear that, it might blow you away. That might be the best 30 hours of your life, of sitting there and
mm-hmm.
trying to get one EVP. And it might be the one that might actually crack the code or something. Who knows? But it just have fun with it. You know, it might be boring, but who cares? Have fun.
Yeah, especially since, you know, life can get pretty busy. So just taking that
yep.
time and sitting and just kind of thinking sometimes can be really helpful to just take a pause, whether you're investigating or not.
Yeah, like me, I'm a woodsman. I'm a hunter. There's times where I'm in the woods and nothing comes. And sometimes, you know, it's a perfect time to take a nap, you know, just while you're in the
mm-hmm.
hunting stand. You know, it's peaceful. It's relaxing. It's just the same thing as paranormal investigation. Sometimes you just need that relaxation where you're just chilling, you know, by yourself or with a couple of friends.
Yeah, for sure. And it's great, you know, especially when you come together in the paranormal, because it helps make investigating a lot more fun and not
yep.
so boring, because you can just kind of hang out. And sometimes that's the best time to capture evidence, is when you're not trying to do a third degree, but just kind of living naturally.
Yeah. 100%.
On investigations, is there anything that you do before, during, or after as means of protection?
I just pretty much, when I come in with an open mind, open heart, because,
mm-hmm.
I just pray for protection and just pray that everything will go smoothly on the investigation, and just hope that happens to you when you go into a location like that. Because number one, it's not just the spirits you have to worry about, it's the building. Because I've worked in construction pretty much my whole life, and you never know, you know, it's dangerous going into those old buildings. So you never know what could happen, you know, especially, you know, if there's asbestos on the floor, or, you know, something that could cave in on you. So it's the limits are, you know, you never know what could happen.
Yeah, a lot of times people forget that too, that sometimes the most dangerous part of investigating the paranormal isn't actually the spirits themselves, but the location itself.
Yep. Location.
A lot of them, especially, you know, the more interesting or cooler looking ones, are probably not up to code.
Mm-hmm, 100%. And that's the thing is, like, people buy these locations and stuff, and are they actually, probably most of 99% of them are not up to code, but they still have tours in them and stuff. But that's the chance they take, you know, doing a paranormal investigation on something like that. So that's why you got to protect yourself, wear the proper gear, wear the proper boots, you know, clothes and hats and stuff like that. And sometimes you have to go in with a mask. I know I'm saying mask, but, you know, like you see Zach mm-hmm. Bagans wearing masks way before masks were a thing. You see him wearing because, you know, of asbestos and all the stuff that you're breathing in, which, you know, that's why Zach wears that stuff, because it protects him from not getting sick and breathing all those chemicals in.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so much too that just, you know, the dust and everything, even if it's not asbestos, I mean,
mm-hmm.
animals go in yeah. and out of there too. You don't know what the animals have or what they've left behind that's probably not super sanitary.
Yep, not for sure. Especially if you go into caves and stuff like that. Like, I've done some cave investigations where, you know, you never know what could be in there or what, you know, type of animal or kind of if people have left some biohazard behind back then that you don't even know it's still good anymore. So that's why I would say properly protect yourself more than the spirits, because the spirits they're harmless, you know, but it's the places that you have to worry about the most, I would say 100%.
Yeah, and that's the good thing with you investigating shipwrecks, that probably has the cleanest, most sanitary air that you're going to get on an investigation.
100%. Yeah, because you're breathing in 100% pure oxygen, which is the
yeah.
most cleanest thing you could ever think of. But yeah, it's you know, especially diving. Diving is a very dangerous sport, I would have to say, because, you know, you have to go through a lot of training. That's why not a lot of people do that, you know, scuba diving. It's not for everybody. Everybody, you know, they have either claustrophobic or, you know, don't like to put their head in the water. So there's all types of different things where it could, you know, harm yourself.
Yeah, how long did it take for you to get certified to go on dives like that?
I started diving when I was 13. My dad is a Navy hard hat diver back then. And
oh, wow.
He trained me when I was about 12, 13, just about getting to be 13. And I've dove some shipwrecks, not deep ones, probably, I would say 50 feet deep when I was younger. But the older I got, I started doing, like, 100 feet dives, 150 feet dives, 180 feet dives. So it just got deeper the older I got, to some cool, amazing stuff. I got to see caverns, underwater caverns, caves, cave diving. So it's really cool. The older you got, the more experience I got with doing a whole bunch of things.
Well, that's really awesome that you had that, like, very, you know, strong background with it, with your dad. I mean, you got
yeah.
very good training at a young age. I tried scuba diving once for a class, and I could not, like, that thing where you pinch your nose to regulate.
Yep.
I don't remember what it was called. I could not do that for the life of me. It just didn't work, and they didn't show me any other technique, which my dad used to scuba dive. He told me there was another one afterwards. So I didn't take anything after, because I'm like, I don't want the bends.
No, you don't. My dad had the bends before, and he says it's not fun. But, you know, that's why you train. You train your body. You do the exercises. And, like, before every dive, I usually go into, like, a dive shop where there's a big pool and stuff, and I do some, you know, just to clear myself up with some of the dive gear and
mm-hmm.
stuff, and make sure everything's
right.
working before I go on a huge, especially a deep dive, like, so 180 feet deep plus, you know, deeper than that. So I always retrain myself, re-go over the equipment, make sure my dive gear, my dive watches, regulators, hoses, make sure nothing is leaking and that everything will be a safe trip when I go down there. So, yeah, you're always going to make sure, always recheck your gear, especially if divers who are listening, you know, it's always good to, there's nothing wrong going through all that, you know, retraining yourself and doing all the, you know, so you don't hurt yourself when you're going down.
Yeah, that's super important.
Yeah.
So it's good, you know, information for anyone who is looking to possibly, you know, go and investigate shipwrecks or just go and check out treasure hunting underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because anything can happen. You know, you can make that one mistake that could cause your life forever. So that's why you always gotta take the simple precautions.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about kind of some of the dream treasure or shipwrecks that you've wanted to go to, but what is your dream location to investigate anywhere in the world?
Oh, Dracula Castle.
Yeah, that place looks awesome.
And that's the one, but it's beautiful there, and it's dark, and the rich history there, and just, it. I want to spend the night there and just see what would happen. Even if nothing happened, it'd be just cool to be in a castle like that, in a place that's so beautiful and so, like, in an awe moment. So that, I think that would be my number one place that I want to go.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get much cooler than saying I spent the night in Dracula's castle.
No, that's a dream come true there. I don't think it could get any better than that, unless if it's on an alien ship or something like that. If you got,
yeah.
If that's from an alien, so.
I mean, that is an amazing location and, you know, so much history. And it's really cool, too, how in Europe and, you know, parts of the world like that, they have such old buildings standing that you really wouldn't find in America, just with how new the country is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful there. Just like you said, the old buildings and the roads and just the countryside of it with the animals and plant life and everything, how the people live and how they eat. It's just really remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too sure, but I don't think you'd find a Starbucks around every corner by Dracula's castle. I could be wrong, though. They are everywhere.
Well, you never know. There might be one in the castle.
I actually wouldn't be that surprised if there was.
You never know in today's age. Like, just to get some extra cash in the market, they might put a Starbucks right in that castle on the top of it. That would be cool, actually.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, that's unexpected, but, you know, makes sense. So, with your investigating, you know, the sea and the land, what are your thoughts and theories on what the afterlife is, and where do you believe that place to be?
Oh, gosh. I really don't know, honestly, because, like, everybody asks that question, you know, what is the afterlife? Where do we go after we die? That is actually a good question. You know, people say heaven or hell. Some people say there's, you know, purgatory. Some people say there's a middle road to it. Or we just turn into animals or another, you know, we turn into another person in life. Because I've heard people say, like, oh, I used to live in this building back in the 1800s. And, you know, I was this man walking around, you know, and they remember that as who they are now. And like, how do I remember it, you know? So I've heard so many theories about it. I really honestly can't tell you that one. That one stumps me a little. I want to know, honestly. Until it actually happens to you. That's the only time you would know is what it happens to you when you actually go through that experience, like, what does actually happen?
Yeah, it's so hard, you know, because there are so many thoughts and theories, and, you know, you see things based in religion or not, and it's hard to just kind of decipher maybe what is actually true and what's not until we actually get there. But it's fascinating, you know, to hear other people's thoughts and theories and just see, like, what...
Yeah.
Where other people's mindset is on that particular topic.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, it's like, you never know. It's that's the one question that stumps me every time, honestly, because, like, I don't think we'll ever know until we find out ourselves. And the funny thing is, you'll never be able to tell that person once you experience it because you'll be already gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, trying to communicate that from the other side, I think would be difficult, because if you go with the purgatory term, they aren't going to know what's actually out there at the end until they move on. And then if they move on, they may not be able to communicate that to you. So it's just kind of that whole limbo thing, which, what are ghosts then? If they do know what's out there, how can they communicate it? But if they can communicate it, then are they in a place where they are unable to? Just all a little convoluted, but that's what we're here for.
Yep, it's part of the game, you know. We're here to research scientifically, and it's a broad area, and it just people are still looking with different, you know, so many new stuff is coming out where we're trying to figure out, like, what is life after life, you know, where do we go, and there's people are still trying to find out what's happening, you know, scientifically, and you know, we maybe someday somebody might figure it out, some smart person. I know it won't be me, but just somebody in the science world, you know, maybe might find it, maybe not. I don't know, but it'd be interesting if someone did. It'd be pretty cool to know the truth out there.
My money is on our common friend, April. If anyone can do it, it's her.
Oh, April, yeah, she's she probably will find out. She'll probably have a dream someday and, like, epiphany or something like that.
Yeah, my bets are on her.
If anybody, it would be her. Yeah, she's the real deal.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, she's amazing. So talented with her gifts and just a really lovely person. So if you're listening to April, I believe in you. I think you'll figure it out. But I know we're coming towards the end of the show. So are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events that you would like to mention?
Right now, I'm not really doing any events right now because I'm working really hard on my documentary through Helen Bath, which talks about suicidal awareness, people going through hard times in life, and then all of a sudden coming back to an amazing life, living, you know, past their suicide thoughts and stuff like that. So that's right now my focus is more on that right now with the documentary. Then after that, I'm actually planning on doing a paranormal comedy movie, which will be really interesting. I can't really go into specifics about that, but that will be really, it'll be my first movie, actual movie, to be, it's a film, so it'll be pretty interesting to see how that goes. And then after that, I'm going to be doing some adventures on, you know, like I said, we're going to be working on this summer. We're going to be doing the Bermuda Triangle, starting out there and going on adventures and see what we could find, you know. And hopefully we might claim something big. Who knows? You never know. So just keep, you know, on Animal Paranormal Live, you know. I update it pretty regularly, you know, on stuff what's going on. So, yeah, that's all the events I got going on right now with traveling and with filming.
For sure. Well, I can't wait to see all your upcoming projects, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great talking to you as always, and you are always welcome back on the show if you have anything you need to promote.
Definitely. Thank you for having me on. I'll definitely have to get in touch with you again to have you on my show and have some more conversations.
Absolutely. Anytime. I'd love to come back.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks,
awesome.
Joshua.
Good talking to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Bye.
Oh, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Joshua is such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and for Joshua's information, too, as well. You know, it's the Animal Paranormal Live. He's the host, the paranormal researcher and producer. Joshua Adia. So everyone visit Facebook, Joshua Adia, at Midnight Wolfpack, Twitter and Instagram at Animal2020Live, at The Animal Live, YouTube, Animal Paranormal Live, Midnight Wolfpack Productions, hashtag The Para Movement. Also, to check out Joshua's upcoming documentary release, as he mentioned, To Hell and Back. Subscribe to Animal Paranormal Live and like his Facebook page for pre-order details ahead. And learn about Joshua's upcoming paranormal investigative scuba dives within the Bermuda Triangle. Upcoming, we have IWARP paranormal investigator Randy Liebeck. That'll be April 10th. We have other people, and she also too mentioned April. She's going to be on the show upcoming ahead. She's securing her date as well. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. So like the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, liveparanormal.com to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. And we'll see you guys next weekend, and thanks for a great show today.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.